Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, Tatani Talks Pirkei Avos. This year where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sage commentary and practical advice to say. We are looking at Perek Bet, Mishnah Bet, Chapter 2, Paragraph 2. Here on the TTPA in Season 6 with the Mishnah Elucidated series with the translation and commentary from the book family edition of Maseches Avos. We are here talking about the idea of Torah coming with work. Rabbi Gamliel Benosh Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi Omer Yafet Talmud Torah im Derech Eretz Sheyegia Shnehem Ashkachas Avon V'chol Torah She'in Ima Melacha Sofa Betela V'Goreres Avon V'chol Ha'amelim Im Hatzibor Yehiu Amelim Imahim L'Shem Shamayim שזכוס אבוס ומסייעתם וצדקסם עומדס לעד ואתם מעלה אני עליכם שכר הרבה כאילו עשיסם. Lots of wonderful advice in this Mishnah, like always. But in this aspect, we need to break down each phrase, as we'll do in just a second. So the Mishnah talks about Rabbi Gamliel, the son of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, says Torah study together with a job is good, since the effort of doing both of them makes sin forgotten. What does that mean? When a person divides all of his time and effort between Torah study and earning a living, he leaves no opportunity for his evil inclination to convince him to sin. As Rabbi Yonah points out, one of the worst things for a person to have is an endless amount of time, an endless amount of ability, and an endless amount of ability and capability to just waste away his time and sin. We need to be busy, need to keep busy. A busy person gets things done, a busy person can fight against sin, against the Yetzer Hara. But any Torah study that has no work with it will eventually cease and cause sin. The notes point out a person might think that just by studying Torah without a livelihood, he can avoid the evil inclination to make sin forgotten. Rabbi Gamliel teaches that this approach will not end well. Without a way to earn money, a person will have to steal what he needs to survive, as Rav points out, and one sin will lead to another until he eventually transgresses the entire Torah, God forbid, as Rabbeinu Yonah points out. Those who toil with the community should toil with them for the sake of heaven. The notes point out public leaders and officials should do their work purely for the sake of heaven, not in order to gain fame or fortune, pointed out by Rabbeinu Yonah, or to have people praise them for all of the great things they have done for the community, as Rav points out. That's not real humility. That's someone who's just looking to be patted on the back all the time. For the merit of the community's forefathers helps them, and their righteousness lasts forever. Meaning, the notes say, God does not bless a community with success on account of the efforts of its leaders, but rather on the merit of the community's forefathers, which lasts forever. Therefore, the leaders have no right to expect reward or praise for their actions, as Rav points out. And God says to the community leaders, as for you, if you do your work for the sake of heaven, then I will give you much reward as if you did it on your own merit. That notes point out from the Rambam commentary, even though the community's success is due to their forefathers, if the leaders act properly, then God will reward those leaders greatly, as if they actually accomplish it through their own efforts, as Rav points out. So really the best type of a day, the best type of a life in a situation is combining work with Torah. Means you can't be a hermit, you can't just stay in your house the whole day, and you can't just stay in the study hall the whole day. You have to have both. You have to work and do this study hall, because so many of the mitzvahs, so many of the aspects of our life requires us to get up and get out and do. How could you say that you were able to be involved in honest business dealings, which is one of the big questions after 120, if you never were involved in business, if you never did interactions, if you just stayed like a hermit all day in the study hall or all day in the house? You have to have the ability to actually do the mitzvahs and be confronted with the challenges and overcome the challenges. Obviously, don't put yourself in harm's way. Don't put yourself in a nisayon or in a yisur, and God forbid, don't put yourself in a test and don't make yourself in harm's way. But in a normal course of life, you should be working and learning Torah in order to fight the Yetzer Hara. If you only have one without the other, it's not good, and God forbid you'll come to sin. Make sure you toil when you're involved in dealing with others for the sake of heaven. Don't do things just to get a pat on the back. Don't just do things for your selfish reasons, for your self-aggrandizement or your self-promotion, or trying to make yourself better. Make sure you're involved in the actions for the sake of the community, for the sake of the world, trying to be Mekad Hashem Shemayim with whatever you can do. If you have a talent, you have an ability, you should use it to make the world a better place. Don't use it just to talk. If you have the ability, you want a podcast, you want to share, you want to write, don't just write and don't just podcast and talk about garbage, talk about nothing. Talk about things that can help people, talk about things that can motivate people and inspire people and uplift people. You have the beautiful ability and the beautiful capability and the talent to write. Use it to write about something that could help people. Don't use it to write about Narshkite and garbage, about a toy review from Japan. use it to actually help people. If you're involved in helping the community for the sake of heaven, the forefathers can come to help you and the righteousness can come. If you do for the sake of heaven, Hashem will make sure to get you a lot of reward in this life and in the world to come. So make sure to be involved in the work and make sure to be involved in the Torah together. Make sure you do so for the proper reasons, for the sake of heaven. Make sure you do it with righteousness, and Hashem will get you back in the proper ways. Join us next time as we talk about being careful to be involved in communal positions, because a lot of times it's for selfish reasons that people want you involved, so watch out for that. Join us next time here on the TTPA, and I'm your host, Tani.